You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD, where our goal is to help you understand your body so you can take control of your genes. It's really quite possible. It is amazingly possible. Today we have a great guest at the bottom of the hour. That is at 1:30, Work Rules, Insights from Inside Google that will transform how you live and lead. Laszlo Bock. Wonderful book, interesting, has a lot of interesting insights. Nudges, he talks nudging a lot. He also talks about how to hire people and what the key is in hiring people. I'll let him tell you that because I think it is great stuff. There's also stuff on why Google is like China. And you'd say, well, China doesn't have any freedom. I thought Google had freedom. Well, there's a key concept where China is like Google, even though Google has largely, I don't know whether it's largely, but is at least partially left China because it won't do, censorship, I guess would be the right word, on its website queries. That is, it won't have, when you look at Tiananmen Square, it will only, the Chinese government required it to not have things about the Tiananmen uprising and that type of if you will, censorship. So Google has largely shut down its Chinese operation, and so you have to search through Hong Kong or through Google.com. In any case, great book is called Work Rules, Insights from Inside Google by Laszlo Bock, and we will be talking to him at the 1:30. In the meantime, we're going to cover a number of important subjects. Sudden cardiac arrest is rare during sports activity in middle-aged males. How rare and how do you know if you're going to have it? Well, there's some keys. And what's behind the attacks on Dr. Oz lately? I'll tell you my take on it, but it is just my take on it as someone who is watching more from the outside than the inside. Statins lower cholesterol, but you end up with a higher calcium rating on your cardiac angio score. Why is that? Well, it's very logical. We'll cover it. And it doesn't mean that you're more likely to have a heart attack on statins. You're less likely. But it is a property of the statins that we'll talk about. 5 days of junk food does to your metabolism and genes. We'll tell you what it does and how you can avoid it in addition to avoiding junk food. Walnuts and ALA omega-3 in multiple studies coming out in the last 2 weeks improve brain function as though you're 6 years younger. How many walnuts do you have to have? We'll talk about that. And the FDA warns of liver injury from muscle-building supplements from a specific company that's headquartered in Las Vegas. What you have to do to avoid it, we'll tell you that too. And then, I hope to get to this because it's such an interesting integration of genes and your microbiome. Your microbiome, the bacteria, those 10 trillion bacteria you have inside your gut, maybe 100 trillion on your total body, as opposed to 10 trillion of your own cells. You're outnumbered. We're outnumbered 10 to 1. Well, it turns out that what babies have, and you want bifidobacteria, just to give you one example, it's a healthy bacteria inside your gut. Well, it turns out that 90% of moms will pass that on, but 10 to 20% of the kids don't have the gene that will nurture that. So it's both genes and what you get from your mom as a, if you will, inheritance package when you're breastfed by her, when you're touched by her, when you go through the birthing canal from her or with her, that determine whether you get the bifidobacteria, whether they grow, partially genetic. And then when we get to the second hour, well, I'm not going to tell you. You can always look at the second hour, even if you don't get it on your radio, at RadioMD.com. It's archived. So by, if you will, the middle of the week, usually by Tuesday night, Sonar has it archived, so you can read or listen to everything that we've talked about before. If you want to get a summary of the news of the week, just send to UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com and put in the subject line, subscribe, and we'll get you both the outline for the show as well as the top news of the week. Or you can just say, just send me the news of the week, or just subscribe to the radio newsletter. Either one, and we'll send them to you. Let's go to the first article, which is sudden cardiac arrest. This is interesting in that a number of men say they don't do exercise as vigorously as they might in middle age because they're afraid of a cardiac arrest or a heart attack. So this study looked at men who arrested who were between 35 and 65 years of age. Sudden cardiac arrest, they looked at 1,247. The average age was 51.1 years, and it was not very common, 21.7 per million people per year, with a much higher incidence of men, 18.6 for men versus 2.5 for women. And it turned out that that is, it's much more likely, but it's rare. Sports cases were only present in 5% of the sudden cardiac arrests. That is, they were only doing exercise immediately before or sometime. And of those 5%, 36% of them had typical heart attack symptoms in the week before they exercise. So the take-home lesson here from this article on sudden cardiac arrest in during sports activity in middle age: one, men are much more likely to have it than women. Two, if you have symptoms of cardiac problems beforehand, go and see a doc. Don't wait to exercise and see if it makes it worse. And three, is that it is really unlikely to happen, so keep exercising. The data from that came out a couple of weeks ago from the Cleveland Clinic and the Cooper Center were that if you got up to 11 METs, so if you go on most machines, it'll tell you what 11 METs is. On a treadmill, it's roughly 3.7 miles per hour at, I think it is 3.7 miles per hour at 9 degrees. If you're doing that, you can do that. You have about a 90% reduction in heart attacks compared to others who were in the lowest group of fitness who could do only 6 METs. And for women, it was 10 METs. Excuse me. The next article I wanted to talk about was actually what we'll cover immediately afterwards, was the attack on Dr. Oz this week. There's a Vox, and I don't know what Vox is, but there's a Vox article that the AP picked up with what seems to me no one in the media, news media, doing due diligence. Apparently they don't have enough reporters to pick up a phone and call the docs who sent this article in. And it probably relates to Mehmet's stance that we should have, that we should require labeling on food, whether it's GMO food or not. And in 15 minutes, I was able to find a whole bunch of data on the docs who sent this in that makes it look like this is a put-up thing, put up by a company sponsoring GMO. But we'll come back and talk to that in just a few seconds on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Oh. Okay, here's the business opportunity you may have been waiting for. You know about energy shots and how popular these healthy drinks are. Did you know that the energy shots industry is expected to double by next year? Don't you think it's time you get in on the action? Well, you can with Action Energy licensee opportunities. This is absolutely not multi-level marketing or network marketing. Nope. Action Energy's business model is similar to other major products like Snapple. This is your own business where you can make 30% to 100% profit on sales in one of the hottest health industries going. Take a look at the different opportunities at ActionEnergyBiz.com. That's ActionEnergyBiz.com. A healthy business with healthy profits for you. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royzen articles and health tips on Radio MD.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King-Robson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a, what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well. Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. So when we were interrupted by the commercial moments, we were beginning to talk about Dr. Oz, the attack on him recently. And it was a Vox article that AP picked up with, as far as I can tell, no one from the news media doing due diligence on the Vox report or the AP pickup. And when I looked at it, I said, this is probably because Mehmet has advocated a stance of labeling on GMO foods, meaning you should have the transparency on those foods. We'll talk a lot about transparency when we get to talk with Laszlo Bock in a few minutes on work rules, insights from inside Google. But Mehmet, Dr. Oz, strongly believes in that so that you can know whether you want to buy the food from Chile or from Vietnam or the food from that is made with GMO food, etc. Well, so the 10 docs wrote a letter to Columbia, to his boss Lee Goldman, at Columbia, who's the dean of the school, and saying he shouldn't be the vice chair of surgery, he shouldn't still head up the integrative medicine program. In fact, he should be thrown out of the faculty. So I looked at these, and one of them claimed to be from Stanford. Well, he's not from Stanford. He rents an office near Stanford. Another won't get on the phone. One of them is hired by four higher companies like the tobacco companies. Let me go over and give you some specifics. Henry Miller, who was supposed to be the letter writer, is best known as a staunch GMO proponent. He strongly spoke out in favor of GMOs as being healthy and against labeling. He was the primary face and voice of the GMO campaign, TV ads, radio, and flyers. Initially, the ad said he was a Stanford doc. He isn't. He is a research fellow at the conservative think tank, the Hoover Institution. He's a former trustee of the American Council on Science and Health, and he was a founding member of the Philip Morris Front Group that tried to discredit the links between tobacco products and cancer. After the nuclear meltdown at Fukushima, he argued that exposure to radiation from the disaster could actually provide health benefits. He argues that drug companies, not the FDA, should be responsible for testing of drugs. We'll come back to that when we see that the FDA has asked or has pointed out that one of the AstraZeneca drugs in phase 4 testing now, that is, it's been released, it's sold, it's at $600 million worth of sales this last year. Well, it apparently increases your death rates. So would that ever come out if that was testing new drugs by, as advocated by this guy, quote, Henry Miller, not a physician, but a research fellow at the PhD research fellow at Hoover Institute. He's a board member of the George C. Marshall Institute, funded by oil and gas companies for its denial, which is notorious for its denial of climate change. Scott Atlas, who wrote, also was one of the signatures. He's a fellow at the Hoover Institute. He really is a fellow at the Freeman Spogli Institute for International Studies, which is the institute that has spoken against organic foods and saying that conventional packaged foods are better. Gilbert Ross is acting president and executive director of the American Council on Science and Health. According to Mother Jones magazine, Dr. Ross defended arsenic in pressure-treated wood, saying it poses no risk to health. He wrote a letter of the farm salmon industry, saying PCBs, which are known to be a carcinogen, are not a cause of any health risk, including cancer. And ACSH once said the jury is still out on whether secondhand smoke is really hazardous to your health. His license to practice as a physician in New York was revoked because of professional misconduct and Medicaid fraud. He was sentenced to 46 months in jail and served 14 months. His license was reinstated in 2014. So you see that there are, and two of the others, George Swagger is on the board of directors of ACSH, and Jack Fisher is a trustee who said that the leaky Dow Corning silicone implants were really a good thing. He's a plastic surgeon. Don't use him. So the American Council on Science and Health is the group that supports GMO and uses and is the group that almost all of these signatures belong to. I was really told, and I don't know how true it is, that this probably is the rival TV show that put this out at this time, because it's 2 weeks before Sweeps Week, and this is when they can do most damage from a advertising standpoint to the Oz show. I don't know that, but it does seem like this is the letter writers are more fraudulent than anybody could possibly conceive of, and probably sponsored by a company that has something to do with GMO foods, working maybe through the rival TV show. So, in other words, why haven't, but the key question is, why haven't reporters done due diligence? Well, none of them seems to be doing their due diligence. So I don't know what to say other than I'm sorry that the news media is not doing their due diligence. That's the story on that I wanted to cover on this part of the story. So let's go to another medical story. The statins that lower cholesterol but increase calcium in coronary arteries. So statins seem to suck the lipid out of plaque, or at least reduce inflammation in the plaque. Why then do you have increased calcium scores after in a group of people given statins? And it may be that what this is doing is, by decreasing inflammation, the calcium goes in there and stabilizes the plaque, and you see it better because you remove the lipid. No one really knows why, but the plaque size actually gets smaller while the calcium score goes up. So don't get worried about the calcium score if you're on a statin. It isn't as predictive as one might have seen in the, seen in the news story of this. Let me now go and flip on to the walnuts and DHA omega-3, because this is a really, I think, an important story and such an interesting story, because it relates to one of my favorite foods, walnuts. And what they did is they looked, at the Niehane's studies, that is, the people in Niehane's, which is the National Health and Nutrition Study, gave detailed questions on what they ate. But they also did a series of memory tests over a period of 5 years. And what happened? Well, after we talked to Laszlo Bock on the story about work rules, insights from Google that will transform how you live and lead, we'll tell you why walnuts do, in fact, made every test, that is, the association of walnuts was with every test of mental function, it made you approximately 6 years younger. So we'll ask Laszlo if Google offers walnuts to its bright stars. But one of the questions we have with work rules is, how does Google get such great employees? And Sonar and I will both be interested in that. We'll be right back.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out harveststonesnacks.com And be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure, and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
Hi, this is Dr. Mike Smith, host of Healthy Talk. You know, I've been taking omega-3 fatty acids every day for over 10 years, and I plan on taking them indefinitely the rest of my life. But with so many omega-3 products on the market, how do you know which one is best? In my opinion, the best omega-3 product is Super Omega-3 from Life Extension. Super Omega-3 is a one-of-a-kind, scientifically validated fish oil derived from sustainable sources that contains a full-spectrum blend of sesame lignans and olive fruit extract. It's so good, IFOS, the world's leading fish oil testing program, awarded the coveted 5 stars to Life Extension Super Omega-3. And during the month of April, Life Extension is making you an incredible offer. Just visit lifeextension.com/omega for a 50% discount on Super Omega-3 EPA DHA with sesame lignans and olive fruit extract. I encourage you to try Super Omega-3 from Life Extension. Go to lifeextension.com/omega to obtain a full-spectrum fish oil blend, including sesame lignans and olive fruit extract. That's lifeextension.com/omega.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well. If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and I have someone I really admire as a guest coming on now. Laszlo Bock is author of Work Rules, Insights from Inside Google That Will Transform How You Live and Lead. It's published by 12 books. It's a really wonderful read, very interesting, fascinating, great insights. And if you like Google at all, or Google anything at all, and I don't think I know anyone who doesn't Google something. I probably use it 20 times just preparing for the show, not relating to this book. But it is it's just such fascinating stories. So, Laszlo, may I call you that?
No, of course. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you, and thank you for persisting, even though you had trouble getting on, so thank you.
Well, I'm glad I made it. Sorry about that.
Me too. Our number had changed, so I apologize. And in fact, if you're, for those people who want to ask questions, you'll have to do it via the email line, because I don't think our 800 numbers are set up yet, again, but it is 800 I'm sorry, it is udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com. And I should say, that's a Google product, too. so I'm filled with Google. But anyway, Laszlo, one of the real tricks that people think you do is sort through a ton of applicants to find great employees. And you have an awful lot in the book about how you find employees, so I can't help but ask you, when we look in a physician's office, we do it somewhat on gut, somewhat on asking the questions, somewhat on seeing if they'll fit in, and always on their medical school and residency performances, which are quantitated by a huge number of tests. What I got from this is that you do a different type of actual practice exam almost on employees.
Yeah, we actually have a very structured interview process. And when we were smaller, we used to actually look at where you went to school and your grades and test scores. And what we found was actually for our business, that didn't predict performance at all. It may be different in the medical profession because actually the most predictive thing is the work sample test. So how somebody performs in, for example, their residency will tell you a ton about how they actually perform as a doctor. For business, though, and for most fields, interviewing actually doesn't work that well. We make snap judgments even though we're not conscious of it, and we tend to spend the rest of the interview just trying to confirm or deny that initial hypothesis we kind of draw. And so what we look for at Google instead is we look for cognitive ability, problem solving. We look for emergent leadership. So do you step in, solve a problem, step out? We look for cultural fit, which for us is about really intellectual humility and conscientiousness rather than are you just like the rest of us? And the least important thing is do you actually know how to do the job? Because if you have these first three attributes, we figure you'll be fine in the job. You'll figure out something new. And then we use what are called structured interviews. And a structured interview is actually not too hard to design and kind of boring to talk about, but it's basically saying, once you know what you're looking for, to say, give me an example of a difficult problem you solved or when you had to emerge as a leader, and making sure everyone interviews for those same characteristics. And by doing that, you avoid the trap we tend to fall into, which is, tell me your greatest strength, greatest weakness, why this company, how'd you get here, none of which actually lets you really predict how someone will perform.
Yeah, I've been asking, it's interesting. So I've probably done, you know, if you look at it, because as a residency director, which I was for 17 plus years at the University of Chicago, I would interview, we had about 15 positions for residents, and we'd interview about 20 people for each of those 15 positions. So we would get someplace, if you will, over 600 or 700 applicants for the 15 positions, and we'd whittle it down based on grades in medical school, if you will, and performance, as well as a little bit on their letters. But I would ask the same questions, which we're trying to get at the culture of the person. That is, what values they valued in life. By asking them about their teachers and what they admired about teachers and didn't admire about teachers and what learning style they had. So it was interesting that I did a structured interview, but not on work performance. And the other... Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say the structuring is what's important, because particularly in a field like medicine, but in all fields, you want people with a certain set of values. And, you know, it doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat, but what does matter is that they sort of have a sense of wanting to do the right thing, of service to others, and it sounds like you were getting at a lot of that.
Yeah, you can pretty well, from the teachers who they admired, you can pretty well get the values they admire. The question I had is if their work skill doesn't matter, but you give them, don't you give them a test of work?
We do, but only for very few jobs. You know, the challenge is, for a lot of jobs, a test of work actually is really hard to put together. So, you know, we have jobs where, for example, we have folks, for example, in some of our India offices, where the job is to make sure some of the search results are high quality. And so part of that job is to look at actual search results and make a qualitative assessment that supplements all the quantitative metrics we have. So that's fairly straightforward to test for, because you show them a bunch of search results, they, as a test, will say what they think and assess them, and if their results are good, then you know you should probably hire the person. When you get into jobs that are much less structured, say an attorney or a software engineer, it's much harder to have a specific test. So what we'll do for software engineers, for example, is we'll have them do a kind of a series of coding problems that they have to work through. But again, even those are quite distinct from kind of, you know, the case interview model you see in a lot of places, because we go back to coding questions that we know actually predict performance.
Now, let me try and relate some of this to medicine. And one of the things that fascinated me when I came to the Cleveland Clinic was there's a totally different culture in the operating room here than I had ever seen anyplace else. And it totally was driven by outcomes. That is, you want the highest outcomes for your patients. Everyone knows everyone else's outcomes. It's published and pretty clear and transparent. But what is interesting is that there is no hierarchical management. That is, if a nurse screws up, the other nurses take her out behind the back door and beat the heck out of her, rather than the surgeon or someone above her doing that. So it's a really, it's a peer pressure to perform. Is that similar to the environment? In other words, you talk about a non-hierarchical environment in the book.
Yeah, it's actually very, very similar. I mean, I think it's similar in that way, but it's also similar in that, you know, in the medical profession, there's this very healthy, I mean, certainly at hospitals like your own, this healthy habit of doing postmortems of, you know, after something happens, after there's a surgery, if something doesn't go well, to actually step back and try to diagnose. And actually, in our business, we've co-opted the phrase. We use postmortem, but we don't mean it quite as literally. And whenever something breaks, we sit down and try to figure out what went wrong and how to prevent it. But you're right. The core of the feedback is to have it coming from peers and actually even subordinates. So one of the things we do is we try to make sure managers have as little power and control as possible so that the bulk of their time is actually spent helping people, and your feedback as you go along comes from your peers.
We'll be right back with Laszlo Bock, Work Rules, Insights from Inside Google That Will Transform How You Live and Lead. We'll be right back.
You want to focus. You need to focus. You need focus, nutritional energy from Action Energy. Focus makes work easy because it helps you stay on topic and focus your mind and energy to get the job done right. With its special blend of green tea, coffee beans, ginseng, caffeine, B12, and other key vitamins and minerals, this energy shot is just what's needed to keep you focused. Stay alert and sharp and make work easy. Now that I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores. Or go to ActionEnergyAE.com and check out Focus. Go to ActionEnergyAE.com for more information. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royzen Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're talking to the author of Work Rules, Laszlo Bock. The book is number 106 on the Amazon bestsellers list as we speak. Hopefully you'll buy some and put it into the top 100. Because this is really a great book. You should give it to friends as well. One of the things that is, I think, very different from GE and Google is that you do something very different with the bottom 10%, if you will. As I remember what the Jack Welch always talked about is they rank people as, I think it was 20-70-10, and the top 20 would get promoted and get extra training, and the bottom 10 would be sent home and fired every year.
No, we take a very different approach. The problem with taking your bottom whatever percent, 10%, 15%, is that you might actually have a team that where the worst person on it is better than the best person on another team. And you get this kind of vicious dynamic where on this great team, Team A, you're kind of forcing out your very best people and losing them as a company. So it creates all kinds of messy dynamics. What we instead do at Google is we focus intensely on hiring up front and investing in making sure we're very cautious about who comes into the company. So first, we kind of think we do a good job of finding great people. We try to do the best we can. What we then do, though, is we actually do identify periodically a couple times a year the bottom 5%, but we don't link it to performance at all. So it doesn't touch your bonus, it doesn't change your other promotion. We actually then just reach out to you and say, can we help you get better? And because it's not tied to a direct consequence, people are much more open to learning and changing and getting better. You know, as soon as you tie it to a threat, people become defensive, they stop learning. And about a third of the time, that works. The rest of the time, we actually ask them to try a different job in the company, and 80% of the time, their performance improves dramatically. They sort of go from being bottom 5% to average performers. And you might say, well, average doesn't sound that great. But out of a group of 100 people, they're going from being the third from the bottom to number 48 or 50 or 52. It's a huge performance improvement, and it's so much better than having to fire somebody and have them leave and have to spend time searching for a replacement when you don't even know how that replacement's going to do.
So one of the keys is we like in medicine, we use the analogy of Michael Jordan. You know, no matter how good Michael Jordan is, he wasn't a center. And so if we hire a great person, but they're hired for a center and they end up being a two guard, it won't work. So you've got to find another job for them.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because if you think about it, anytime you apply for a job, you actually don't know the company that well. We all do homework, but we don't actually know how we're going to fit on that team, how we're going to succeed, what exactly the job entails. And the company doesn't know us that well either. We kind of have a couple interviews, but it's not like you've worked with someone for 6 months. So once someone clears your bar, and it should be a high bar, you then need to give them a chance to actually find their way to the right job. And if it's not a good fit initially, often you're better having them find a better fit inside your company than going through the pain of exiting.
Now, you also changed the food, not the food offerings, but the food that was eaten. And tell us how you did that.
Yeah, so at Google, we offer free meals to everybody and their guests. And around our campus, in addition to cafes, we always have what we call micro kitchens. So on every floor, you know, Sergey Brin, one of our co-founders, used to always say, no one should ever be more than 150 feet away from food. Because he didn't want us hungry, but he also wanted people bumping into each other, breaking bread together. And the problem is, if you give people lots of food, they eat lots of food. And, you know, the CDC reports that 69% of Americans are overweight or obese. And we didn't want to end up in that same predicament. So what we did was we had candy and M&Ms and soda and fruit and granola bars and sort of the range of unhealthy to healthy things. And first we tried just telling people, don't eat the bad stuff. And people said, don't interfere with my freedom to choose. I'll eat whatever I want. We then tried telling them, here's why it's bad for you. We put up signs that said, you know, if you eat a can of soda a day over a year, or if you drink a can of soda a day over a year, that's 36,000 extra calories, and that's 10 pounds you're going to gain in a year. People didn't care. They kept drinking the soda. So then what we did was we tried something called nudging, where we made it just a little bit harder to make a bad choice and a little bit easier to make a good one. We took the M&Ms, the Snickers bars, all the unhealthy stuff, and we just put them in opaque containers where you couldn't see what was inside. They were still labeled, but we made it easier to see the fresh fruit, for example. We tried this in our New York office, and the results were incredible. After 7 weeks, Googlers in our New York office, our employees in New York, ate 3.1 million fewer calories. That works out to almost 900 pounds of weight. They did not gain because we made it just a little bit harder to reach for a sugary snack. And we've since rolled that out across the company.
Wow. I can't even remember how many calories less, but and you did that by just some kind of engineering feat. Now, you also went to, I remember one of the stories of a Meatless Monday.
Yeah, Meatless Monday didn't work so well. You know, one of the things, there was this movement in sort of the chef community nationally about, you know, why don't we reduce our reliance on meat? And so a bunch of restaurants and our own chefs at Google said, let's not offer meat on Mondays. So in two of our cafes in Mountain View, California, and we had about 30 cafes at the time, they said, on Mondays, we're not going to serve meat. And our employees, a set of them, the ones who went to those cafes, a good chunk of them were furious. Because they said, and, you know, let me step back and say, it's a little silly to complain about not getting, you know, the exact kind of free food that you're used to getting. It's still free food. It's still delicious. But they were upset because they said, I want to be able to choose. I can make these decisions for myself. And so we actually had fewer people going to those cafes because they voted with their feet and went to the other cafes where they could have what they wanted. And it was an important lesson for us in, if you're trying to change behavior, and if you want people to make better decisions, it's really rough if you just force that upon them. You have to educate them and then give them options and then structure the environment in a way that they can make better choices for themselves.
And now the You use Nudge a lot. Tell us about Nudge.
So the concept of nudging was developed by two academics, Thaler and Sunstein at Chicago, University of Chicago and Harvard. And they basically had this idea, or at least put it to paper, that said, a nudge is not a shove. A nudge is a small change in an environment that encourages somebody to make a better decision. So us taking away meat on Mondays was not a nudge. That was a unilateral policy change. People didn't have a choice. Us offering, for example, smaller dishes in our cafe alongside bigger dishes was a nudge because it made it just a little bit easier to make a choice that's healthy for you. And, you know, there's research, as you know, that says if you eat off of a smaller dish, you feel more satisfied, you eat less. There was a study done at a health and fitness camp for high school students. And they gave campers cereal bowls for breakfast to eat their cereal. Some campers got small ones and some large. The ones with smaller cereal bowls ate 16% less food.
Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible through the powers of wild forest extracts from North American herb and spice. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest used by top Olympic athletes who no one could defeat. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga birch bark is good for your heart and healthy cholesterol and helps build healthy arteries. No wonder it is known as the king of all herbs. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell in the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy you and a more powerful you too. So take North American Herb and Spice's Chaga Charge Tea with wild birch bark and Chaga Max capsules to get the maximum energy you need. You deserve it. Available at fine health food stores and online at p73.com. That's p-73.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can: colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human